Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, August 15th, 2022. Here are three big things you need to know. One, former President Trump calling on the FBI to return documents protected by attorney-client and executive privilege, reportedly taking Mar-a-Lago, took to Truth Social on Sunday to respectfully request the documents be returned to the residents immediately. Fox News reporting Saturday that agents took five boxes from Mar-a-Lago that supposedly contained such documents. Two, wildfire in Isle Royale National Park in the Upper Peninsula has closed several campgrounds and trails. The fire started on Saturday, burned across 10 acres. The National Park Services has not given an update on the status of the fire. As of yet, no one was hurt. And number three, a shooting attack outside Jerusalem's Old City has left five Americans hurt, at least eight people injured in the early Sunday morning incident near the Western Wall. Police say the gunman opened fire at a bus stop where two men were wounded before the suspect fled to another area and opened fire again. And that's where we start this Monday morning all across the great state of Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show. My name is Scott Bertram, filling in for Steve, as I do often when he is unavailable or on vacation, which is a perfectly valid excuse as well. I'm down here at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, and I've been here now in Michigan 6.5 years, 7 years in January. Spent most of my life, actually, all of my life previous to that, in Illinois before moving up for the job at Hillsdale. And so I'm still learning all about Michigan geography and places and traveling across the great state. And so people ask where Hillsdale is, and I find the easiest thing to say is, if you go to the Indiana-Ohio border and then go north about 15 miles, that's where you'll find Hillsdale, because we're not near anything at all. We're 2 hours from Detroit. We're, hour 15 from Lansing, and about the same from Battle Creek, and 90 minutes from Kalamazoo, and 90 minutes or so from Fort Wayne, and we're not really near anything. But if you go to the Indiana-Ohio border and go north 15 miles, we've got you covered here in Hillsdale. And I serve here as a lecturer in journalism, which means I teach. And I also am the general manager for the award-winning student radio station here on Hillsdale's campus, WRFH, the 2019 College Radio Station of the Year in Michigan, according to the Michigan Association of Broadcasters, and hoping to pick up that award sometime again soon. That would be okay. And our students, as I mentioned before the top of the hour, coming back at end of this week, beginning of next week. Our classes start on Wednesday of next week. This summer has absolutely flown by. And I'm sure I'm not the only one to tell you this or to mention this, but the older you get, the faster these things go. It's just, it's crazy. And of course, when you have kids of your own, then it speeds up like two times. I have a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old now. The 9-year-old heading into fourth grade this year. I remember distinctly heading to school, my son's school. He goes to a charter school here in Hillsdale. And going to the lottery drawing to find out which students would be able to be accepted at the charter school, crossing my fingers, hoping he would get in, knowing it was the right place for him to be. And it turned out they had the same number of students apply as there were spots for the classroom. So there was no lottery. So that was pre-kindergarten, for goodness sake. And now he's heading into fourth grade. But yes, the summer coming to a close. Classes starting both for grade schools, colleges. We'll talk later on in the program, by the way, to Dr. Michael Robillard at 8:30, last hour, hour three of the program. Don't Go to College, A Case for Revolution is his new book, co-authored with Timothy Gordon. And as I said, we'll try to see if we can get some sort of carve-out for Hillsdale. So we'd like to stay in business. Coming up also on today's program, Pete Hoekstra in our number one, U.S. Ambassador to the Netherlands, and also 18 years in the U.S. House of Representatives. Hour two has Tom Borelli with us, Phil Kirpin from American Commitment, and Scott McKay. And then hour number three, Robert H. Bork Jr., President of the Antitrust Education Project, and, as I mentioned, Dr. Michael Robillard with us, too. The new book is Don't Go to College, A Case for Revolution. By the way, in addition to my duties here at Hillsdale teaching and working with students, you'll find me in different places, too. I host the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations over the weekend. The most recent, oh, by the way, making the top 200 list for education podcasts on Apple Podcasts. I just noticed that this weekend. It's not too shabby. This past week's episode includes John J. Miller talking about the enduring relevance of George Orwell. We talk with John Agresto about The Death of Learning, his new book. And a 2008 graduate of Hillsdale, Sam Russell is back on campus, was back on campus to accept a Distinguished Alumnus Award and also talk about running his business. He has a chain in Arkansas called The Buttered Biscuit, breakfast place. And we talked to him about starting the restaurant and managing people, managing the business. That is all on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour this week. Find it at find it wherever you find your fine podcasts. I host the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast. I host a podcast, Political Beats, in which my co-host and I talk with people in and around the world of politics about nothing political whatsoever, but only about our guests' favorite band or musical artist. And we go in-depth. Talk about albums and songs. It's a fun time on Political Beats, also found wherever fine podcasts are found. I write places, too. As I say, you can't really turn around and spit without hitting something I'm involved with, including here on The Steve Gruber Show. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Also at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter or stevegruber.com for exclusive content, giveaways, and much, much more. With gas prices falling a bit, and we'll talk more about that later on in today's program, we can, at least inflation is still firing at all cylinders, right? As much as the White House tried to tell us last week, 0% inflation in the month of July. Well, we of course know that the inflation number is just as high as it was the month before. Just didn't increase any further. Still bad news. Very bad news. And I don't have time to get into it here. We'll do it after the break. I don't mean to toot my own horn, but, well, sometimes I do. I recall filling in for Steve, heck, it had to be February, March of last year, early last year, and talking about, maybe it was even late 2020, goodness, talking about inflation, talking about the inflation on the way, talking about already seeing prices rising in some areas. I do the food shopping for the family, and so I am keenly aware of prices on goods at Walmart, at our local Kroger. I know what they were last month, last year. Obviously, I know what they are right now. And you could see all this stuff rising without being reflected in those big numbers as of yet. And then finally, I want to say finally, we weren't hoping for it, but things started to kick in. And if you were listening here, well, you were pre-warned about those things coming. Food prices rise the most since 1979. That's the headline on this Bloomberg piece. I'll talk about it coming up after the break. You know it, and this is the problem Democrats are going to have heading into November. They're going to try to tell you inflation's not happening. Inflation's not as bad as you think. Things are turning around. 0% inflation in July. But you and me and everyone else can feel it in the pocketbook, and you can't tell people that you don't feel something right in the wallet. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods, a Michigan company committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.